The Biden administration is ending its travel ban on visitors from dozens of countries. This after a storm of frustrated pleas from world travelers. So, starting November, vaccinated foreign nationals can fly into the U.S., ending a ban called by the Trump administration when the pandemic started. So let's bring in Seth Kaplan, our analyst for all things travel. So Seth, okay, hallelujah for a lot of global travelers, but what are the details here? Who can come and what do they have to show?
Well, it's a lot simpler than it used to be, Scott. Basically now, if you come by air, you have to show proof that you're vaccinated, you have to show proof of a negative COVID test before you travel, and then you have to get a COVID test after you travel. So those are similar rules to those that have governed U.S. travelers when going abroad to a lot of places. They now apply to all foreign travelers when they come to the U.S. by air. By the way, Americans, vaccinated or not, of course, can always return to the country, but the administration has indicated that unvaccinated travelers will be subject to stricter requirements than those that will apply to vaccinated Americans.
Okay, and just trying to understand here then, for international, for foreign nationals who come in, you say they have to show they're getting a test after they come here? Like, how do you show, do you have to show that I've purchased a test kit?
You have to get a rapid test. You know, you register when you come. And this is similar to what goes on abroad right now. And then, yeah, you have that amount of time. And then you have to be able to show proof that you've gotten it and that you have a negative result in order to avoid the quarantine. But unless you test positive, you can avoid that quarantine. That's the big news here.
Yeah. What about those who got vaccines not authorized by the U.S., say the Oxford AstraZeneca jab?
They're going to be able to come. That's important because, yeah, in Europe, for example, that's a big vaccine that many millions of people have gotten. And yeah, the indication here is that they are going to be able to come. You can't get that vaccine in the U.S., of course, but you can use proof of having that vaccine in order to travel to the U.S. based on these new rules, at least, which are going to come into effect in November. We should mention that, too. We're talking here about what the details are going to look at. They're giving the travel industry kind of a month and a half to get ready and for the administration itself to really nail down those the details of those rules.
Okay. And so as far as the industry, is this going to usher in a huge wave, you think, of international travelers, perhaps more flights for the airlines?
Yeah, airlines will be thrilled. Travelers who, since the beginning of the pandemic in a lot of places, key markets like Europe haven't been able to come, will be thrilled. And yeah, that is really, when you look at the growth in travel since the depth of the pandemic, domestic travel has crept up back toward where it once was. International travel is still a shadow of its former self, and that's largely because of the restrictions.
All right. And Seth, in this last minute, any chance these rules will start to apply to domestic flights down the road?
Well, the administration has continued to say nothing is off the table, but there's no indication that that's coming anytime soon, short of any kind of just broader national restrictions, right? I mean, people can travel by car. They can travel lots of different ways. Mm. So why would it apply only to air? Although I should say, Scott, one interesting thing here is that there are no changes so far to the land border restrictions for Canadians coming into the U.S. So it's less restrictive coming soon for somebody to travel by air to the U.S. than to cross the land border from Canada.
Something to keep in mind. That is Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thanks as always.
Thanks, Scott.